Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
Dude, I have not been on the air in like 3 weeks, and you're going to put me to sleep with this crap?
It's a great song.
It's great if you're trying to make love. I'm going to keep my britches laced up tight.
It builds up.
Gotta make love.
Yeah, that's what I tell her. Yeah. Just give it a minute.
Here we go.
It'll build up.
That's what she said.
That's what... What was that email Chicarella sent me the other day? We were bitching about the convertible top on some BMW that wouldn't work.
Oh...
Can't get it up. Is that where we're going?
I'll find it.
It's funny. Intermittent.
Well, what's the top doing?
Intermittently working.
Intermittent what?
Intermittently working.
So this BMW 5 Series, it'll go down but not go up?
Sometimes it won't go up. It'll go halfway and it'll stop, and then you have to go back down, and then it goes back up.
Wait
and then
for the bad punchline. Go ahead. Say it.
Turley wrote an email. He's trying to figure out how to work it. And then... Chicarella wrote back,
that's what she said.
I think we just have to lube the top. It's just old. Spray some grease on it or something. And then I wrote back, that's what she said.
Yeah.
And Turley wrote back, wow.
Happy New Year.
So did you fall off the wagon after 20 years?
No.
Seven
years on January 27th.
I think it's easier not to drink on New Year's than it is during
the
Thanksgiving to Christmas run.
It is.
New Year's is nothing.
No. New Year's is like...
New Year's is for rookies.
Exactly.
New Year's is for the weak.
It's amateur night. It's like when you do a radio show, April 1st, yeah. April Fool's Day, it's amateur day. You don't do anything on that day. It's too obvious.
Gotcha. No bad shtick?
No.
You let the idiots. Turley, did you get drunk on New Year's?
Yeah, I got a little tipsy. Not like toasted.
Pull out.
What? You got toasted on our Christmas party night.
Oh, yeah, no, I did. It was a bad combination of things. I don't know. I shouldn't. Somebody passes away and then you're. It was stupid of me.
First you play the.
And then it was free alcohol.
First he plays a mellow Beatles song, and then he's going to talk about grandmothers and puppies dying.
Oh, man.
Well, you asked me.
Wow, this is uplifting hour here on the Joel Osteen Show.
I had too much.
I had a really good friend of mine die New Year's Day.
Good.
Let's just keep going.
All right. Happy.
My good buddy's dad died on a couple days before New Year's, and we had his funeral on New Year's Eve.
God, there you go. That's kind of cool, actually. I kind of like the idea of New Year's Eve.
He was on his phone, talking to somebody in his chair. Just boop.
Wow! Really?
Yep.
That's the way I want to go. I've always said a million times. I don't want to go. I don't want to lay in a bed. I don't want to suffer. I've always said I'm going to die at 92 doing snap rolls in my biplane. That's how I want to go. I just want to go. Oops! I'm gone, and have the angels go, come out of your airplane.
We went to Arkansas to his funeral. Oh. Rogers.
Insult to injury.
Where's that? Rogers, Arkansas?
I don't know. We took an airplane.
You don't know.
Upper left-hand corner, I think, or upper right-hand corner. I forgot which one. It's Walmart country up there.
Wouldn't it be weird to be the guy that was on the phone with him, though? I mean, that'd be a little...
That would be weird.
Was he at the funeral, the guy that was on the phone?
I didn't ask who he was talking to.
I said, Jimmy, hello? God, what a rude bastard.
He just died.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well.
But he spent, Christmas with his grandkids and his kids and da da da. He was good. I liked him a lot. It was Kent's dad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kent's. You remember Kent?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, some good friends just pitched together and chartered an airplane and went up there because mine's in the shop.
Okay. What's yours doing?
Mine is getting an annual inspection.
Annual inspection.
God, that's expensive. Okay. I remember why I only get them every 2 years.
That's the word annual.
For something that has nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
They sure can dream up a list.
Can you give us an idea, ballpark? How much are you don't want to talk about it? Is it 2 grand, 10 grand? Just ballpark.
I'm going to guess 3.
Oh, no. The flat inspection, just the, hey, come in here, we'll pop the hood and sniff it down and make you a list of what's wrong, is 3.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That's just a list.
And you bitch about oil changes, folks.
Right.
Right.
Man.
Well, and then I make my run through Arkansas this week and Louisiana. In 900 miles after the lip, I'm like, now I remember why I have an airplane. This is ridiculous. I did not get in my bed Friday morning until 4:30 a.m.
Last night?
No.
Oh,
Friday morning. Left Wednesday morning, went Bine on my Bine circle, 900-mile loop, and got home at 4:30 a.m.
Did you work Friday? Did you sleep
Half the day. I slept till 11.
Oh.
All in a day's work. Got a lot of pretty cars, Bob, but damn that driving. Oof. We stopped at a... Have you heard of a Mexican Hooters?
No.
There is one in Houston. Is I think there's one in Fort Worth. And no, it's called Hala La Bila.
Of course.
Hala La Bila.
La Bamba. And we just... It was late. You know, it was 11:30 or 10:30 in Houston. Driving through Houston. And, you know, see Mexican food and assign a lot of cars. I'm like, okay, this place is open. And we go in there. And the Mexican radio station is in there, and all the hot Mexican promotion girls, and all the hot Mexican. I mean, everything was Mexican.
Is this Chula's Sport Cantina?
No. I saw that too. I missed the exit for that one.
Chula's Sport Cantina.
And I forgot what it was called. It was up by towards the Woodlands. Hola, loco.
And the second Google thing is 10 restaurants you should know.
Well, it is a restaurant.
Okay.
But we sat down, and there's all these screens on. They have a big soccer ball in the middle of the table.
Hmm.
A plastic one. And a huge bong on top of it.
There's one of those.
It's not a bong, but it's a bong-looking thing. And they fill it with beer, and it's a tap for your table.
Oh, what's that called? There's one in Fort Worth downtown.
Connie said there's one in Fort Worth because she saw the charge card. She's like, what are you doing at La Jolla Lilica?
Yeah, there's one downtown Fort Worth.
So it is a Spanish name.
Very much so. And I talked to the waitress. I mean, this place was packed. I'm like, are we the only white boys in here? She's like, yeah, I'm glad I got you. I'm like, yeah. And
can't find it.
It was good.
Okay.
Oh.
Somebody
call and tell me the name of this place.
I think the
outfits are... The butts are hanging out like panties.
A little more than Hooters.
Yes, and then they've got short skirts with the bottom of the butts hanging out.
It's much better looking than Hooters, too.
It's a much better looking.
Oh, Hijos Locos.
There you go. I wasn't that far
Sports
off.
Sports Cantina.
Yes. A Hijo Loco.
A Hijo Loco.
Had we not been in such a hurry, we would have stayed longer.
A Hijo Loco.
Okay, stay all night. Stay a little longer.
Honestly, yeah. I like Twin Peaks better than Hooters.
Absolutely.
Not to mention the food is
Oh, my God. Hooters,
better, but
Hooters
yeah.
is nothing.
It's not.
Hooters is going, like, Hooters is Radio Shack.
It's not.
They said they've remodeled. I haven't seen the remodel, but their food
menu
still
sucks. They need to remodel their biatches.
The food, the food's just bleh.
It's their outfits, kind of. It's just... The pantyhose and it's just
kind of. It reminds me of Southwest Airlines flight attendants in the 70s.
It's kind of like done.
It's over. You know, let's get hotter. Let's do something different. And Twin Peaks came along and you go, I'm never going to Hooters again.
Never, ever.
Ever.
I refuse.
And the Bone Daddies, have you been to Bone
Daddies? Oh, yeah.
And the food is so good.
So amazing. Yeah.
I haven't. Redneck Heaven.
Totally.
Well, yeah. Redneck Heaven's more for if you like the trashy girl.
Mm hmm.
That's what you get there. Tattoos. Yeah. The shorts are shorter, and they're not wearing any pantyhose underneath there.
I know.
And maybe something else.
A little hot.
And then you drink a goldfish in a shot. They play the redneck horn.
I would like to go to Ojos Locos more than those other places, but in a non-peak time when all the Mexican men weren't there and I didn't fear for my life.
Oh,
why were you fearing for your life?
Oh, God. You know, they gave... Have you ever watched the Blues Brothers?
Uh-huh.
When they went into the Dexter Lake Club?
Oh, my Lord. No one was...
Where are the white women at?
They weren't doing that.
No, it just... Can we dance with your dates?
Nobody said that. You're just...
No. We were definitely getting the look.
That you didn't belong?
We were not
really?
Belong. We did not belong. It was not... The Pat Benatar We Belong song was not playing.
All right.
Maybe it's that type of neighborhood it's in, because the one downtown... Fort Worth, Texas, it's not so much, you don't get that vibe. I know what you're talking about.
You don't get the you don't belong vibe?
No. It is definitely soccer.
Have you ever been there on a Thursday night at 10:30 or
well,
just
no.
go to lunch?
No. Just
where all the white
lunch.
Boys are going to see the hot Mexican girls. That's different
yeah.
than when you walk into their deal.
Oh, yeah.
I walked into their deal.
You walked into their deal.
Yes.
Well, you didn't belong.
And I wasn't
you're
welcome.
You didn't get something bad.
Yeah. But yeah, the I think the hottest Mexican girls are hotter than the hottest Mexican girls that would work at a place like that.
Yeah.
Which are all of them. Yeah. Are hotter than the hottest white girls that would work at a place like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't it just that Latin thing that you know they're going to be crazy in bed, but they're also going to be crazy out of bed.
Got a little bit of chopped jalapeno, a little bit of garlic.
They're going to come in. They will do bad things to you if you make them mad.
It's an exotic look. That's what it is.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
They're playing Mexican music like old school. It was like
mariachi old school.
It was like I remember when I was a kid and lived on a ranch, and there were Mexican guys that worked there that lived in a little house where the rancher guys work. Okay. And I would, you know, as a young boy, go down there and hang with them. Javier and Jose.
Javier.
No way, right? And they would cook tortillas on the burner in the trailer and the sit outside around the bales of hay and make a taco out of whatever kind of meat and put a jalapeno. Anyway.
Yeah.
The music that was playing on their AM radio in 1975-7. Yep. Was the music that was on.
Really?
Yeah, it was old school. Remember the PBS station? Remember Saturday mornings, the Mexican music show that was on, like early 80s, late 70s?
I remember it, but I didn't listen to anything because just watched
like
the girls.
It's like mariachi kind of deal.
Is it like mariachis? It's like...
Yeah. I thought that stuff was out.
Rancho Grande.
El Rancho Grande. That's a restaurant.
No, it's just... Rancho Grande.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like
there
this.
There it is. There we go.
Is that the Cartel Blues? Yeah, this was going on.
Cartel Blues.
On Thursday night.
Be very careful.
This was going on. And I didn't think that this was in vogue anymore. Speaking of Mexico cars, we've gotten a lot of, in the website, we've got a lot of cheap, well, a lot of high mile
coming
older
from
stuff.
Or going to?
Just at Give Me the VIN, we've had a lot of submissions of cheaper automobiles.
What does that mean?
It means that...
are they coming from Mexico? You mentioned Mexico. So I'm
asking. Maybe we started advertising on a...
Oh, I get it. You advertise on a different station.
I don't know. It's really not what we're fishing for.
I hope there's no cussing in this song.
How would you know?
How would you know?
I'm hoping not.
You understand the FCC doesn't care.
Yes,
you don't,
I know.
You don't know Spanish.
If you don't know, they don't know?
If you don't know, you're still in trouble.
Oh, okay. So what about your Christmas, Turley?
It was good. I think I told you about the story. Went to relatives up north here, and so I found out, I believe I have two gay relatives. I'm not sure if they're uncles or cousins.
How'd you find that out?
Well, I just kind of... I didn't find out. I just kind of put two and two together.
Did one of them give you the shocker?
They were tongue kissing?
No. They came in. Now, and I could be assuming this, too. I don't know.
Yes.
So, but one was wearing two earrings, like one in each studs in each ear.
Okay,
and
that's questionable.
Very feminine, talking about getting married, going to Vegas, and, you know, it's going to be so beautiful there.
The gay affectation.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I got you.
Yesterday, we buy a car from somebody, and... They're coming into the buying office downstairs.
All right.
And one of the buyers is like, hey, Jonna, these guys are friends of mine and they're gay. And I just wanted to give you a heads up.
So you don't say anything stupid?
Yeah, so you don't say anything. I'm like, what? Really? Hey, are y'all a couple of gays?
Hey, what's it like to have... Oh, never mind.
Is this one of them gay Mazdas or one of them straight Mazdas? Because I pay more for the gay ones.
Well, you have said things on the air like that, you know, gay guys. You obviously, this car is going to be clean because you guys are a couple of...
And that car is clean as a pin.
There
dude.
You go. You always say guys, gay guys have better, cleaner cars.
There's no doubt.
Yeah. So you've said a few things. Yeah.
Your Did you play this song when they walking in?
Oh, no, God. I didn't do anything.
The dancing queen.
But, I mean, to think that that's... He felt like he was worried that I was going to just blurt out some gay joke
to
the gays right there that we're doing business with.
Are you guys the homos?
Are y'all all homos or just one of you?
Y'all don't leave anything in the car I don't want to see, did you?
Yeah, that would be a true...
So which one of you is the catcher and which one's the pitcher?
I didn't even think about it.
No. Baseball.
800-800-7234 is the radio number.
So you're saying you'll buy cars from everybody, basically, right?
Gays, Mexicans, blacks,
white
folk, country folk, poor folk, rich folk. People that are in debt and people that pay cash.
We don't care if you're kids.
Sandies, Indians, Indians.
Easy. Michael, would you record this for our promo so it can run? There's our new commercial.
I don't know if they'll allow
Chinese,
that.
Vietnamese, anything-ese, Koreans, Asians, Orientals.
Shot me first, shot me last.
Europeans, Americans, Canadians. I don't want any Canadian cars. I'll take that back.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm out on those Canadian cars.
How about Oklahoma?
Got to make extra profit on those.
Okay.
Just to listen to their OU garb.
Oh, wasn't it so great seeing their ass get kicked?
God.
That was so wonderful.
Why could TCU not have taken them down at the end of that game?
They didn't have their quarterback in.
And Michael was at the big game. Michael was there.
The greatest game, John, I've ever witnessed. In my
life?
Yes, seriously, you've come back.
Why don't you play In My Life by the Beatles now?
And last year, the greatest game ever witnessed was the Cowboys comeback against the Giants. Just improbable,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it was there. That was great.
Yeah, it was just improbable.
Because they sucked and they won. Yeah.
And so then
How far down was
32 to nothing.
31. No, 31,
31
to
nothing at the half.
God.
It was over.
It was over.
It was way over.
People were leaving the stadium.
This is the Alamo Bowl.
Yes.
Last week.
Versus Oregon.
Oregon versus the Froggy Frogs.
Down in San Antone. Mm-hmm. And so we had an Uber driver that we basically made our chauffeur. His name was Carlos. So he's just driving us all around. And so at halftime, he's getting up, wrapping up, and son looks at me and goes, "Dad, hey, can we call Carlos and go ahead and go?" I was like, I spent a little bit of money on these tickets and stuff. I want to see a little bit of something. I told him, well, third quarter, if they're not coming back, we'll leave.
Did he just enjoy? Hey, Carlos, come get me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he liked that.
They love that. Oh, yeah. He actually, his friend was there, too. And at one point, we had them go up in the room when we were down in the bar.
Would he not have been in school if his name was Brad?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think for a kid, it's cool to be able to call the driver.
Well, that, and then we had him do room service in the hotel and had them say, hey, you guys can pick one thing off there and one dessert. Just see how they work, and you have to call it in. Sure enough, they did it. It was amazing. They signed off. I can't believe the hotel let them do it.
Your kid's going to have affluenza.
Yeah, no. No. It's a one-time deal. Anyway, that game, the comeback, and then it was just the most exhausting thing because they come back, and it's overtime. And you're like, oh, in college football, it's not first score wins.
Oh, it's not.
No.
Very odd.
No.
Oh, no. They
it's, like
go
a,
the whole...
it's like a shoot-off in soccer.
Yes, you get a shot, and then I get a shot.
From the 25.
Yes. Oh. 25-yard line, yeah.
So you only each get one shot at it.
Yes.
No, you get four downs.
But you don't have to play the whole 15 minutes.
You get one possession.
Okay, one possession each.
Well, it's... Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so if you score, then I got to match it. If you don't score and I score, then I win.
Win, okay.
And then it goes back and forth, back and forth.
And so each team scores each time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
It was TCU had to make a field goal, a long one. They made the field. I mean, it was just.
But now you've got a match. If I get a field goal, you get a touchdown.
Then they win.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the touchdown wins.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And after, after two overtimes, they changed the rule.
Yes. Then
no
you can't
field
kick
goals?
No field goals. Exactly.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
It's got to be a touchdown.
Yeah. And it was
they
just.
They want to wrap it up.
The game gets over, and I was literally exhausted. I was worn out because it's
college football
jumping up and down
so
and going crazy.
More, yeah.
And there was a lot of TCU fans that stuck around. There was some that just hightailed out, probably the more pricey ticket ones left. Yeah. But
so it was the best college game you've ever seen?
Ever. And my wife, it was her first college football game. I was like, I know. I was like, do you realize what you just saw?
Yeah.
You'll never see this again.
Never.
Yeah, it was like an eagle putt.
Oh, yeah. No, a hole in one.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
The it was the largest comeback ever in bowl history.
Wow, that's amazing.
Ever.
So what happened to the other team? I mean, did they just collapse?
They lost.
Well, their quarterback got hurt,
okay,
which is big because
that's what saved us.
Yes, okay. He was killing them.
Okay.
And then TCU's their backup quarterback, senior, great story. His father passed away on Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I mean, just an awesome story. And
like a movie.
First start he gets, the first half he was terrible.
Yeah.
And I remember standing in line getting a beer, talking with TCU guys.
Oh, this will be a movie. This will end up being a film.
Of course.
I'm telling him, I was like, man, they need to get this quarterback out of here, put somebody else in. Well, he comes back second half and leads them to the victory.
And he goes into this locker room, and his dad's ghost sits down and goes, son, win this one for dad.
Well, the brothers had found a press pass to give to the mother to, so she can get down on the field and so they can celebrate together. I mean, it's just that whole story is going to be wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So he goes out senior year, victory.
And coach of TCU comes out second half wearing a purple shirt instead of a black shirt.
I saw that on Facebook.
He's very superstitious, Coach Patterson.
I didn't understand it.
You know, like if you want to change your luck, go get your black girlfriend. He changed his shirt. He had on a black shirt, but he went to purple shirt.
See, the thing about talking with you, it's never safe. It's just never safe. No matter what we're talking about, you can make it uncomfortable.
My brain lives in funny zones.
I got you. I got you. It's just funny. We could be talking about liver cancer, and you can make it bizarre and uncomfortable in 9 words or less.
Life is sad, and I like to keep it entertaining.
You do. You do a damn good job.
If I didn't keep myself entertained, I don't know what I'd do. I wouldn't.
You have to.
I'd kill myself.
Well, as much time. Wow. Great. Another funeral.
We'll be right back.
All right.
John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now. 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
800-800-7234. Good morning, Houston, South Louisiana, and streamers in Streamy Land. We will be here till noon.
Ooh,
is it an exciting day for Houston, Texas?
Yeah,
because the Houston Texans are going to the playoffs today at 3:35. 3:35 today.
Little Kansas City. Kansas City coming to town.
It's the Suck Bowl. You can hear the sucking sound from miles and miles away.
Oh, why?
Well, I mean, the Texans kind of backed their way into it because the division sucked.
Oh.
So they're going to probably lose.
I hope the Texans win.
Oh, I know. But then they'll get to
a real team and party's over.
It's, you know,
not
what
that the Texans are awful at all.
No.
It's just their quarterback. Anybody who can win a game with Brandon Weeden. I'm so bent on Brandon Weeden as a Cowboy fan.
Right.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
What? You?
Yeah, me. He single-handedly ruined our season. I mean,
how did he ruin it?
It would be like somebody come over to your Christmas party and they're wasted and they wind up, you know, beating up all the kids and stealing
knocking
all the presents.
Tree over.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean,
how did I don't?
That's who Brandon Weeden is to me.
Why?
He's bad Santa.
He sucks so bad at backup quarterback
sucks
for the Cowboys.
So bad. I'm the hype man on this story. Go ahead. Start over.
You're the singer. He's the DJ.
So bad. At
so bad. He sucked.
God.
That he couldn't manage to win one football game.
Not
for him.
One single football game could be
won. And he was so bad that they had to call in Matt Cassel, who was just a little bit better, but he still sucked. And he couldn't win a game either.
Where was Matt
Cassel? He sucked so bad he'd check down and throw it to Jason Garrett.
Where was this Cassel guy working at, like, Starbucks?
He was a backup, like a third string
above the
Buffalo
team?
Bills.
Cassel had a great run with the Patriots when Tom Brady went down a few years ago. Cassel was a good decision. He was a good risk.
But
Weeden sucked so bad. He couldn't throw a pass further than 3 yards, JD. And I'm not kidding. He could not. He didn't have the cojones. He didn't have the confidence. He didn't have the sack to throw a ball to one of our receivers.
Okay.
He'd have to check down every time and throw it to one of his backs in the flat. Every single stinking time. Because he was just trying to keep his job because he sucked so bad.
Well,
he's like, if I throw it further than 6 yards, it'll probably get picked off because I know I suck.
Well, maybe he just
and then they'll know I suck.
Nervous. He's scared. He wants his job.
How did he go to Houston?
I don't know. How did Dez Bryant couldn't catch it when they threw to him anyway?
Houston lost 3 quarterbacks, so he was the 4th option. Seriously,
but
he won. 4th option.
He won 2 games, didn't he?
One, I know
one
for sure.
One and a half?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which maybe that has something to do, though, with the Cowboys' offense.
My point is, doesn't this all go back to Jerry not wanting to hurt Tony's feelings by having
and
somebody
have a real
quarterback in the offing?
No, I agree. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and if Cassel may have been in the system for a year,
right,
I think it would have been better. But when you're brand new to a system,
man,
you're just kind of like
winging
it.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Brothers, so
hard.
This year, I suspect they're gonna get a quarterback
Johnny
in the draft
Manziel.
Or off free agency.
Johnny?
Think?
Johnny Manziel, no, you don't want him.
We don't need him. He's not
going to.
Okay, so Romo goes down in the Philly game, and Johnny Manziel comes in as our QB. Week number 3, is that right? So then what?
I don't know.
Did we win? Are we in the playoffs with Johnny Football?
Well, he was supposed to be amazing. What
happened
to this kid?
He would have had two broke ribs and a broke fibula by now.
Okay.
Well, that's if he made the game, because he could have been hungover and missed practice.
I think he would have had a better attitude and not been a junkie. I think he would have put the heroin down and the whores and the strippers if he was a Cowboy starter. Yeah, I do.
Well, there's
I think he would have
not a starter, but a backup, even.
Dude, when Romo's out, you're starting.
Well, I know, but
when you start the game, you're a starter.
But I'm saying, if he was the backup, would he still have been focused and a part of the team instead of what he's doing now, going to Vegas?
I'm hindsighting Tony Romo's clavicle being broke, Johnny Manziel
right,
starting the rest of the season.
Okay.
What would have happened? Would he have been a crackhead? No. Would he?
You think he'd have kicked into another gear?
Yeah, I think he'd have gamed up and done his deal. But I think he would be hurt, and I don't think.
Yeah, he doesn't last long. He's not.
I don't think that. I think his interception. I think the Cowboys fans would have been like, "Oh wow, Romo didn't throw that many ducks," because I think his interception, his pickoff would have been high.
Because he's a risk taker. He's a gambler. Yeah.
Yes.
That the Cowboys offense.
Brandon Whedon is not.
No.
He's the reciprocal.
He's the guy that.
Coach, how much time's left in this game? When can it be over?
Because I gotta go home.
He's the guy at the gambling table that just constantly check.
He looks a little downsy to me. Oh.
Easy. Let's just don't do that.
800-800-7234.
There's people that were saying Johnny Manziel was not showing up and being a bad boy so he would get cut so he'd be available for the Cowboys. There's a school of thought there.
I believe that school of thought, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know Johnny, but I know people that do.
He would risk that?
That's what they're saying. They're saying
he'd
be a bad
boy. I love the fact that Johnny went to Vegas and put on a mustache and a wig.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's the best scheme since the affluenza kid in Mexico.
It's the same deal. I mean, he's the same person.
Yeah, he is.
It's just about as effective.
Did you notice I posted that and I said that last week and then it just took off?
I did not.
I was the first one.
What did you post?
Oh, really?
I said, what's the difference between Johnny Manziel and Ethan Couch? I see the same person.
I didn't see that. That's funny.
Did Johnny grow
and then,
up that
and then,
same?
And Mac Engel from the Star Telegram wrote a big story on the next day. And I wrote on his Facebook, I said, you know what they say? Flattery is the best.
Yeah.
Or impersonation is the best form.
Yeah, of compliment. Yeah. So what, I mean.
He saw it. Gave him the idea.
I don't know Manziel as far as you know some of his background because of his dad
right.
being
he's
in
a,
the car
he's
business.
He's a car dealer. He's been working at car dealerships in East Texas for years. I know people that work with him. Yes, absolutely.
So he's spoon-fed, basically?
He's just a normal kid. He was really good at golf as a young guy. And he was, just a bouncing boy, and it was good. But no. I mean, they weren't that rich.
You don't have to be rich to be spoiled. You can just be baby the whole time, and you're sheltered from stuff, especially
you're
in sports.
Given everything, everything's yes.
Like my
yeah.
kids, when they're with their mom?
Wow.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Helicopter mom.
Anyway.
When I've got my kids and she's not around, I like push them down on the ground.
You don't.
And then they get up,
I push them down again.
And they get up, like, why are you doing this? Because I'm mean and because somebody's got to be mean to you. Hey, come here and jump to me. Jump off the tailgate of that truck.
You don't.
And they jump and I move and they hit the ground.
You don't do that.
Like, why'd you do that?
I've seen you.
To teach you, boy, not to trust anybody.
Not to trust.
You're the lessons.
Yes.
Oh, man. So you're saying Johnny Manziel.
You want to hang out with your dad?
No. I know. I feel the same way.
Riding motorcycles together, I'll go kick him over, like when he's going 10 miles
John,
an hour.
You don't do that.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to do
no,
that.
No, you
everyone.
Don't kick your kid over
I
on
don't
a motorcycle.
Do that.
But
when he falls, he starts screaming like a little biatch.
Dry it up.
I'm like, hey, dude. And I roll up. And he's sitting there. It's on my foot. I got it. Just screaming bloody murder. I'm like, Nolan, sit up and pick the bike up off your foot and move your foot. I can't move. Okay, well, I can't help you until you prove to me you can't move.
Oh, okay.
And then he'll sit up, and then I'm like, pick it up! He picks it up and moves his foot. Okay. One day I'm going to not be here to help you get this this thorn out of your foot.
No, that's exactly right.
All right. Tough love.
You got it, yeah.
Is that tough love, or is that just not being a... Raising
yes.
little...
A little bit of both.
No,
it's fine line.
Nah.
Oh, tough my love. God.
What?
That
really?
Is not... Fine line when I'm talking. That is, if you don't do it,
yeah,
then they're going to get their ass kicked
yep.
and they're going to get schooled. Nah.
No, I agree with you, John, totally, 100%. And I'm liberal.
Pushing them down, I agree. I was overselling
that. Yeah, I know you were selling.
But no, that when I know they're not hurt and they're being little bitches, no.
Well, you're
can't help.
But you're also compensating for an ex-wife who kind of tends to overprotect.
Yep. No, ex-wife.
Well, I'm thinking, oh, current wife. My bad.
No, no, she's a great mom. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
No, okay. She just helicopter.
Yeah, but they
overprotect.
It matters what. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it's good now that she's got three of these little bastards, because now they outnumber her.
Yeah.
So she can't do it anymore. She can't be with the first one. Yes.
Yeah.
The first boy. Yes. Okay. But now there's three boys and they're just all over. So now she's like, I mean, if she hears one yelling, like, yeah, you can hear it in the cry or the yelling. Ah, it's not real.
It's not real.
Yeah. Yeah. Call me when it's real. Yeah. Call me when you know what you want for the damn thing. Hang on. Speaking of this, let's talk to Steven.
Here we go.
800-800-7234. Steven, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
What you got, man? 11 Chevy half ton crew cab, four-wheel drive?
Yes, sir.
Texas edition or an LT or an LTZ? What is it?
It's an LT with the Max trailer pack. So it came with the 6.2 and the 2,500 mirrors and stuff like that.
But it's a half ton?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. I think I'm going to need the VIN number on this one, though. No, LT. Extended cab or regular or crew?
Four-door crew okay. cab.
It's a 6.2 engines, LT.
Yeah.
51,000 miles. Long bed or short?
Short bed. Leather, nav, sunroof.
Oh, all the goodies.
All okay. the goodies.
Does 20 grand buy it?
No.
What buys it?
I owe 25.
Okay. Well, I owe things that aren't worth it either. But, I mean, do you know what buys it?
Yeah, 25 buys it.
25 buys it. And are you coming up yep. with 25 based solely off of the amount that that's what you owe, or do you believe that that's market value?
I believe that's market value. I blue booked it and stuff like that. It's got a lift, 30. It's got 35.
Hey, it's getting better. It's getting better. Now I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Lift.
I got an iron, the aftermarket Iron Cross bumper. I got the LED light bar.
Getting better.
You're
building value, Steven. You're building value. Continue, sir. Continue.
It's got a lot of, you know, like the 35-inch tires, brand new 35-inch tires, actually. Yeah. Put them on.
What color is this piglet?
It's that blue granite. It's green to me, though.
I know the color. The color, yeah. Don't do that again. Next time, go with white, black, pewter. You'll you get better resale. I'm going to buy this damn truck, but I'm not giving 25. I'm giving 24.
All
right. Is that a deal?
Yeah, actually. That sounds good.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on. Let Chicorello grab your phone call and get the information, and they will wrap it up. All right? I'm going to put you on.
Okay.
Chico, he's on line number one. I'm going to put you on hold, Steve. Hold tight. 800-800. What? Did you have
pay that man his money.
Do that again.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Is that Borat?
No, that's Rounders. It's Teddy KGB. And the idea came from the phone call we had. They're talking about the KGB guy and buying in the lane. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that scene in Rounders.
That's a good one.
Pay that man his money.
Three.
Did he hang up?
Pay that man his money. Pay him. I think when they lost you in the switch, if they got him loaded, they'll call him right back. Pay that man, Chico, pay that man his money. Pay him.
Pay him.
Pay him his 24,000. 800, well, we're batting 1,000 right now. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO.
I
hit it at 20 and I gave 24 because he built value.
Mm-hmm.
It's the death show here on ESPN.
Death show on ESPN. Who's died today?
So we played a little, what's that guy's name? Scott Weil, and he KO'd during the holidays, right? Or a little before?
Before, just right before it, yeah.
Oh, he died?
Just in his sleep.
His
heroin heart gave out.
That's a great song. You need a song title.
My heroin heart?
Heroin heart?
Your heroin heart will tell on
we'll
you.
Will stop on you.
So, you spent New Year's Eve with a friend dying in the hospital?
Yeah, you really want to go here?
We'll talk about when we come back. We got to go. We got to listen to another day. Is this guy dead, too?
No, he's still alive. Offspring's still going.
Damn. All right, we'll go back.
Yeah.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Well, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence.
We're going to have a big auction this week?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Why, y'all backed up?
We just have been having a lot of cars lately. We've been buying a lot of cars. Buying a lot of cars off the website, buying a lot of cars from the dealers.
What does the holidays do for you? Good, bad, and different?
Normally it slows down.
Yeah.
But we just took a little different approach this year. I didn't go on vacation.
Ah.
That helps.
Yeah.
And growing.
Yeah. Well, having some growing pains.
Understand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to happen. You hire new people and bigger office and.
You will do $12 million by the end of the year at the auction.
In one day?
No, total for the year.
Oh, we did more than that last year, dude.
I don't know. At Metro?
Yep.
You mean buying $1 million worth of cars a month?
No. Hang on.
What am I doing?
So.
I'm talking about, yeah. Hold on. We're getting confused here.
I'm not going to sell 12 million cars.
Well, wait. Okay, so, all right, so then dollars, then what? You're doing 15, 20?
No, more than that. Probably 30. I'll show you the math when we go.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
No, it is a lot. No. I mean, if we were going to have a goal, you know, at the height of my old deal, IMS, when we were doing that, we never hit 100. I said it was 100. It was like 88. 88 million a year.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You'll get there.
It's a lot. You know, if you want to get there, that's the key. That's what I keep asking myself. Yeah, we're growing, and yeah, we're starting to, you know, things are starting to hit on all eight.
Right.
Not making the money that I'd like to see, but it's fun hiring people and it all working and creating jobs and revenue going up and all that stuff. I've done it before.
Right now.
But I don't know. You get so glued to it. You get so committed. You get so...
Yeah, you get a lot more moving parts, a lot of people. Can you give me a little volume on this? Just a
check. Yeah, you get to where you can't...
Yeah, you get a lot of people, a lot more moving parts.
Everyone relies on you.
Right.
When you go back a few years ago, it was you, me, Connie, and...
That was it.
That was it. Literally. Before, if you go back 4 years ago, that was it. That was it. And life was... it was easier.
I totally get that.
Well, it wasn't. Hang on. Now, your point...
Bobo,
because you
was
were having
here.
To do more.
I mean, I can't tell the difference.
days are still a blur. Yeah.
Well, everything we do and add on to, we're like, okay, we're not looking for more things for Turley to do.
I understand.
This is for sure.
Yeah.
Holmes has plenty.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm.
I like it. I remember there was a time George Strait was interviewed by somebody. He said part of the reason I continued the tour is there's so many people depending on me.
Yeah,
he goes, honestly, I've got so many people that look to me to tour every year to make their
living.
He goes, that's the reason I stay doing it. He goes, it's not for the money, and honestly, I'd rather be out doing rodeo because in his spare time he would go out and do rodeo under an assumed name.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it. That was his love, and he goes, I still love touring. Don't get me wrong. But if it wasn't for everybody else, I'd probably quit.
Well, and then you hear those phone calls like we were on this morning, and you shake your head.
What was the phone call about?
Oh, it's just a friend of ours that we're partners with in a sense.
Okay, what'd he say?
And they do
12?
1,000 a week.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A week.
Okay, what does that make you
just
think?
Just the
or
logistics
feel?
Of that makes okay. Makes me want to poop my britches.
I got you. Well, you're not going to do that, are you? I mean, is that not a goal of yours to move that many cars?
It'll. I think it'll happen
if you keep going the way you're going.
With GiveMeTheVIN.com, yes, and the way things are rolling, yeah.
Unless I have a heart attack and die,
you're not going to do that. Stop it! I can't take any more.
I think GiveMeTheVIN.com will survive even then.
No, GiveMeTheVIN.com would.
Like the Kid Craddock show.
Yes.
He's been dead 3 years and they're still doing it.
I think GiveMeTheVIN.com would actually.
What?
I think the wholesale dealer to dealer. The speculation that I do. Then no way.
No,
give me the VIN part, yeah.
Okay,
it's walking. The process is set up enough now, and the people are so happy with the service and the fact that we'll buy their car from their just sight unseen, don't have to bring it to them, we'll come to their house and all that website. All those systems are built and flowing, and they don't need me for that. Last month, I didn't do much of it at all.
Okay.
And that's when you know it's working right. Mm-hmm. All right. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, buddy. I'm sorry. I'm in traffic. I was called. I guess you got the information.
I see a 93 F-150 with 161.
No, 61.
Oh, because I had this song cocked and ready to go. If you do or don't, Turley, is the song not cocked?
61,000, but I'm on, like I said, I'm on the interstate 45. I'm headed to the Texas game. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the VIN, you know, everything with me.
Well,
and
can
I'm,
you go to the
I
website
mean,
and put
can,
the VIN in? I need pictures of this Pearl because with that low with that low of miles,
yes, sir.
It all depends on what she looks like.
Not
hey,
a rough
okay,
spot,
so
no,
John, here's, here, are you single or married?
I'm single, sir.
Mm. And your age?
34.
Okay, well, John, I got this gal. And you're not going to believe it, and if I didn't tell you, you would never believe me, but she's 64 years old.
Ooh.
And I'm going to hook you up with her. And actually, I'm not just going to put you on a blind date. You're going to meet her in Mexico on a long weekend.
Uh-oh.
So, but I'm telling you, she's great. And it's going to cost you a little bit, so send me the money. And you would say, hey, I mean, I hear you, bro, and I feel your love, but send me some pictures.
Yeah, no,
I got you.
Yes, sir. I will.
I ain't saying no, but I need to look first.
Yeah, he ain't saying no. Yeah.
No.
What's the oldest woman you've ever bedded?
Nah, my girlfriend's like 54, and she's in great shape.
54?
How old are you?
34.
Wow. 54.
Wow.
Black girl, white girl?
Yeah. Mexican black.
Mexican black. Wow. I knew.
Mexican. Hey, you call it a Blaxican or what?
He's a Blaxican.
Wow.
He said it, yeah.
All right.
Because those whatever,
yes.
Creole,
right?
Mexican Creole, that's a new term. Right. I just made one up, Mexican Creole.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I like that right there.
The older ones look younger.
It's true.
True.
Yes, yeah. He's got a lot of miles on it, though.
Yeah, I understand, but you can't see them. Somebody cut the miles off the Odo.
Well, once you open the door, you can see a little bit of the mileage. All right, buddy, I'll get everything to you. Y'all have a good year, buddy.
Thank you. 800-800-7234.
54.
Mexican Creole.
Mommy.
A Blaxican.
A Blaxican.
That's awesome.
I knew it. That's funny.
He's heading to the Texas game. Too bad.
I mean, if he's sporting enough to go plus 20 over his age,
plus
he's got
20.
Some sport in him.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah.
He's a gambler. He's not a closed-minded man.
No, not at all. Wow.
800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. So your friend dies on New Year's Eve.
Oh, here we go. I thought we were doing so happy and great news. We can hit it briefly if you'd like to. It's sad.
I just want
to
know. I've met Ben Dover.
My friend Benjamin Dover. That's his real name. And he passed away. I spent New Year's Eve in ICU.
Did he pass away on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Day. He lived until his family had a chance to visit.
We need to play a song today for Benjamin Dover.
Okay.
And I need you to cue it up. I think we're in there somewhere. It's called New Year's Day by Charlie Robinson.
Oh,
and we didn't play it the other day, and that is a staple of our life. It's my favorite New Year's song. Yeah. It's like Alice's Restaurant to me. And so we definitely need to play that when you have it.
Okay. Good guy. Wonderful man.
What killed him?
Complications from surgery that turned into pneumonia, which weakened him.
When was the surgery?
About 3 months ago.
What was it on?
Gastric bypass. He had to fix it. I don't want to get into details, but long story
short. You might be listening.
No, well, he might be. But he has friends and family in Houston as well. So that's all. He got weak and he got behind the power curve and then pneumonia and it took him.
54?
57.
I met him. He was a radio personality.
Yep.
Ben Dover.
Benjamin Dover. Yeah.
I'm trying not to say anything here.
Was that a shtick name?
That was his real legal name, but he did change it from his birth name. But that
before
was
or after he got into the entertainment field?
About the same time.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I do say.
So on his chart, did it say, like
Benjamin
when you went
Dover.
In there, like when you ran to the ER?
Benjamin Dover. I sure did.
You say
Hamlet
for
name.
You,
Ben. It was on his driver's license.
All right, we're going to take an amendment of silence. Amendment. Go pay the man. And listen to Charlie Robinson for Ben Dover.
Thank you.
On New Year's Day. We'll be back after this.
I woke up early Sunday morning. I had myself a piece of toast.
Gonna chase myself a ghost. Went down Camino Espinosa. Gonna get me a divorce. I'm gonna split with all my money to see that girl who loves a horse. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I order. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day. Well, I met them boys there from O'Connor, a cowboy like you've never seen. They're up for anything you want to live on steak and refried beans. They bought up half of southern Texas. That's why they act the way they do. When them boys meet me in Laredo, they think they own Laredo too. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I'll stay, it's New Year's Day. Willow Rose, she got that ring around the collar, got that ring stuck through her nose. She works there at the Dallas Cowboys, but she's got no